We thank God for his presence. Today we're going to be wrapping up. It's Family Sunday, and as Biola Majekodumi would say, I want to talk to myself, you know, so I want to talk to myself this morning. Every one of us, we are building something. When you hear of Noah, this past summer, my family and I, we had the opportunity to go to Kentucky, and we saw a replica of Noah's ark. I was humbled. You know, sometimes when you read the Bible and you say Noah built an ark, you think it's a phone. It's a massive structure. It took us 6 hours to tow that structure. 6 hours. And this is something that he built, obviously with help from people. But every one of us is building something. I don't know what, how many, how long he built that ark, but at least we're talking about it this morning. Every one of us is building something. Some of us are building careers. Some of us are building businesses. Some of us are building, you know, family. We're building marriage. We are building something. And the thing about building is this. Inaction is still action. So, in other words, your life, my life, we're building something. This morning, I want to talk about build to last. And let's read some scripture to put things in context. Matthew chapter 7, I'm going to read from verse 24. Matthew 7, verse 24. The Bible tells us this. It says, therefore, let me see what translation. I'm looking for a specific word. Do you have the NIV? If not, that's fine. Let's read New King James. That's fine. It says, therefore, okay, NIV. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. Verse 25. It says, the rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the house. It says, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who's built his house on sand. The rains came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. It fell with a great crash. And when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowd were amazed at his teaching. Let's also read Luke chapter 6. We see here Jesus talking about the fact that it's not just about hearing my words. It's about doing my words. Luke chapter 6, verse 47. Luke 6, verse 47. When you think about Luke, the author of Luke, when he was studying, he said, it seemed good to me. To give you an account, excellent Theophilus. So when you think about the book of Luke, it seemed good to him, and then he gives details on certain things. This is the similar conversation that Matthew had. So Luke says this. It says, as for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. Verse 48. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep. I like that phrase. He dug down deep. You know, when you're going through this digging phase, nobody sees you. Digging is dirty work. Very dirty work. Nobody sees you. I mean, it's hard. It's long. Nobody sees that. It says it's like a man who laid the foundation on the rock. And when the floods came and the trench struck and the house was, that house, but could not shake it because it was built, it was well built. Verse 49. Sorry, did I skip verse 48? Sorry, verse 49. But the one who hears my word and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the trunk struck that house, it collapsed. And its destruction was complete. Built to last. This scripture tells us three crucial things, and I'll talk about them. The first one is the foundation. It says, he dug deep and laid that foundation on the rock. When you're building something that lasts, you are going to think about the end or what this thing is supposed to do. When you're building a marriage, you have to think of the end. I like what Mr. Salem was saying, that as a product manager, he's thinking of the end, and then he would backtrack and say, this is what I want it to look like. Therefore, this is how I am going to act. Sometimes people say divorce is not an option. I promise you, divorce will be an option if you make certain choices, if you don't build well. So you telling me divorce is not an option is words. What makes divorce not an option is how you build. Because the storms of life, it is customized. You see, the thing about storm is everybody, we are going to have our own customized storm. Is your right size. It is your size. The storm will look at you and it will be tailor-made to you. Every one of us, storms of life will come. But the first thing is your foundation. The foundation is the baseline. What are you building on? That relationship, that marriage, that career, even with your siblings. I mean, sometimes I meet siblings that I've not spoken in years. I'm like, Jesus. And you can argue, well, it's because they did this, they did. We'll get there in a second. The baseline is your foundation. And your foundation is the Word of God. You see, there's something about foundation. Foundation does two things. It anchors you to the earth. Pastor Manuel was talking about the palm tree believer. And there's something about a palm tree. It goes down to the earth. Your foundation anchors you to the earth. It provides nutrients is the second thing. The roots. So your foundation is in our roots. The Bible talks about the fact that anyone that is planted like the rivers of waters, it would flourish. There's something about you standing and being planted. The remnant of Judah, scripture tells us in Isaiah, will dig roots downwards and bear fruit upwards. Your root is where nutrients comes. That's your source, your foundation. How did that relationship start? How did that business start? How did it start? How it started is as important as where you're going. I mean, you've heard things like the ends justify the means. It's not scripture. What do you mean the ends justify the means? Speed on the traffic cop will tell you that. Go 100 miles and tell them I'm rushing to work because I don't want to be late. Your tickets will be amplified. What you're saying, Pastor was telling us yesterday, is as important as how you're saying it. So foundation. Foundation is crucial. The second thing that we hear here is that it's not enough to hear the word of God. I don't know if you've heard the word of God. I don't know if you've read the word of God. I don't know if you know Jesus. Let me give you an example. If you have two individuals here, by looking at them, you cannot tell what they do, who they are, if they are Christians or not. I mean, both of them wear suits and they just stand in front of you and they're looking at you. But if you give them the microphone, after 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds, you could tell if this person is this. Why? Because they are actions. It is the word that you hear that produces that works for you. So, in other words, it's not alone to hear the word of God. I have to do what I've heard. Amen? So hearing alone is foolishness. We see that from scripture. And that's why sometimes we hear. Pastor was talking and he said, why do people take notes? We write it down. That's hearing. But you know, it doesn't do anything to you if you don't go back to read it and then act on it. So that's the second thing. The third thing that I was getting to is storms. See, this one is going to come. I'm not the prophet of doom. But you'll face storms in life. It doesn't mean you sinned. It doesn't mean it's your auntie from the village. It doesn't mean somebody's against you. It just means you are on this side of eternity. You are living. You are going to go through storms. Some it may be financial. It may be your career. It may be immigration. It may be heartbreak. And let me tell you something. Heartbreak, it stings. Heartbreak is heartbreak. What it is, it stings. So every one of us, we are going to go through storms. Let me just talk about some storms. Sometimes financial pressure, illness, broken relationship. Sometimes doubt. Sometimes temptations. Yes, sometimes uncle in the village or auntie in the village, spiritual attack. Yes, or things in the borderline. I get it. But every single one of us, the Bible, this verse did not say if. It says when the storms came, it will come. So, what you are building, how do you know it's going to stand the test of time? What you're building, how do you know when that storm comes, you have put the right structures in place? Those are some of the things we're going to talk about. How do I build something that is going to last? And this principle we see from scripture here transcends whether it's relationship, whether it's marriage, whether it's career, whether it's your business, whatever you are building. How do you know that it is stand the test of time? And there are two things that is going to mark everything that we do. There is the physical, which is earthly. So you do something and people see that structure or that business or that marriage and they applaud it or they don't applaud it. So there's that which we can all physically see. But there's also the eternal value. The Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world? So the first one, he gained it, the structure was standing, yet lose his soul. So how do you build something that would last? The other thing that I want to add in foundation there is, sometimes we are building a foundation, but it's weak. Let me give you an example. You are angry. Sometimes my wife can upset me and then I take it out on my kids. The kids didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. It's not them. It's the issue I have with my wife that is translating into something else. So now your foundation may be weak. Yes, you are building, but you are building, there are things that have crept in. And that's why scripture tells you, and it says, which one of you intending to build a tower will not first sit down to count the cost? So sometimes I'm underestimating the cost, and I can tell you the cost to do what you are trying to do as a Christian is your life. It's going to cost you everything. We're like, okay, Pastor, are we talking? I'm telling you, Jesus, Paul said what? I die daily. Pastor E is not here, so I can use him. Pastor E says things like, I put all my eggs in a basket. He didn't start saying that thing today. He was saying it when there was no egg. So now if you see one or two eggs and he's taking that egg and he's putting it in a basket, he was early or he's fairly understood that this walk with God is going to cost me my life. So how do you build? What are some practical ways that you can build? The first thing that I want to tell us this morning is you need to build on God's word. The Bible says, take heed how you build. We are all building something. But it is the how that you build. And you cannot build if you don't know what God has said concerning that matter. So build on God's word daily. Your word, Psalm 119 tells us, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When storms come, how do you know your marriage is going to be successful? Because God's word said it. How do you know your children are going to turn out right? Because God's word said it. Not because I am the perfect parent. How do you know this business is going to succeed? Because God's word has said it. But you can't use something that you don't know about. If you judge me, God will forgive you all. I just want to lay down right now. I remember the very first time I got on a plane. I was coming from Lagos. I was coming to Chicago. And they offered me food on the plane. And I said no. I was just like, they're going to tell me I'm going to pay for it. I said no. So the first leg, I'm not eating. Everybody was eating. I was like, these people have money up there. I was just like, let me sleep. I did not know. But now when I landed Amsterdam, from Amsterdam to Chicago, I now knew. Then now I ate. But guess what? That first leg, I did not know. You cannot be effective as children of God if you don't build daily. See, the thing about building is you don't know when the storm will come. And that's the thing that is different from the wise and the foolish woman, the foolish virgins. The Bible says 10 of them were wise. And then the other one is 10 of them were foolish. They were not wise. And the only thing that separated them was they did not anticipate. Let me tell you this. If you knew the time that Jesus would give you that breakthrough, you would not be as intentional. You don't know when he's going to come. Singles, you don't know when you are going to get married. But you know you are going to get married according to God's time. So I am preparing. Life is going to challenge you. Build daily. Not yearly, not quarterly. It's a daily thing. How many of us eat once a year? Or once in 6 weeks? No. Some of us is... In fact, we eat, the fridge is telling us, Oga, shut me. This is the sixth time in 3 hours that you're here. So you're constantly feeding your physical body. You should be feeding your spirit as well. Number one, you build what? Daily. Number two, apply what you learn. And this is where this word comes in. Obedience. Do not merely listen to what the word says. James tells us in James chapter 1, verse 22. It says, and so deceive yourself. It says, but do what it says. Obedience. The Bible tells us in Isaiah, if you are willing and you are obedient, you will eat the good of the land. How do you build? You build according to God's pattern. God tells you, go and apologize to your wife. God. She's the one that offended me. You're not yet ready. God tells you, go and apologize to this person. God, he's the one that offended me. You're not yet ready. Obedience. I believe sincerely in my heart of hearts that maybe 70, 80% of the issues that we face would be averted if we simply obeyed the word of God. But sometimes we feel justified because we have this thing called flesh. We are right, yes. I can't get disrespected. You have reputation. Take your reputation to heaven with you now. Why rather not be wrong for the gospel's sake? Amen? Number two, that's what? Obedience. Hearing God's word without doing it is self-deception. See, I hope you believe that we pray in this church. I hope you believe that Pastor Emmanuel is a man of prayer. But there's something that I will add to praying. Pastor Emmanuel is quick to obey God's word. I tell myself, what's the point of praying 10 hours when God tells you, after you have prayed, go and do this, and you ignore? The miracle is not in the praying. The miracle is in the going. Go. Jesus would download, pray, then he will go and do whatever God tells him to do. At what point did water turn to wine? Go. Obedience. Obedience. Disobedience or partial obedience is also disobedience. Okay. This one is somewhat a reflection, but I just wanted to take it out. Invest daily in time with God. And it's something that I am realizing. We live in a busy world and everything is just go, 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 go. But have a quiet time when it's just me and God. Fellowshipping with our Father. This is how you build. Many of us know the story of the Wright brothers. It came from Isaiah 40. They had been meditating on Isaiah 40, and they got to, you will mount up with wings like eagles. And that was the seed that many of us are riding on right now. Aviation. Jesus would often withdraw alone and just spend time with his Father. So number one is what? Build on God's word daily. It's a daily thing. Number two is apply what you have learned. Obedience. Number three is you need to invest time with God. So your quiet time. I'm just giving us bullet points so we can pray at the end. Number four, when you're building, on Friday, we talked about, you know, waiting as a single person. Jesus was telling folks, you know, hey, guys, wait for me until you're endued with power. He told 500 people. 120 people waited. So 380 people left. Why? I believe part of it is community. Your community is important. Sometimes there are certain things you do because of the environment you are in. So how you are building is important. Build with the right people. I mean, let me give you an example. Sometimes, if you judge me, I'm talking to myself. Sometimes it's thoughts just come to my head and you want to just do things just out of the flesh. But then I'm like, okay, I first have to explain myself to my wife. If my wife tells Pastor E, I have to explain myself to Pastor E. Then I have to explain myself to this. By the time I just go through all that filter, I promise you, I just usually go to bed or I find something else to do. That thought is just dead right there. Community. When you are building things that will last, even people in the business world know this. Who you build with, your team is crucial. So singles, don't, when you are looking for that partner, long hair, tall, broad shoulders is not all that you need. Is this person going to be able to help me build whatever it is that God is calling us to do? Build with the right person. If I'm building something that is going to last, I need to build with the right person. Number five is trusting God. You see, let me give you this as I buttress this point. A friend of mine, I'm trying to disguise his connection. Somebody I know, he was going to the airport. He got stuck in traffic because he just took a detour. Let me just say hello to this person. And then that detour ended up costing him an extra 15, 20 minutes. And because of that extra 15, 20 minutes, he missed his flight. That plane crashed. But when he missed his flight, he was so angry. He was like, I'm going to do all these things, whatever the case may be. He was distraught because it was a business deal, blah, 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 blah. So now I'm going to have to drive all this out because it was just furious. But when he heard that the plane crashed, instantly he started to thank God. You don't know what God has saved you from. You have no idea the things that God has saved you from. That's one angle. The other angle is, I would trust God because he is God. And when I talk about trusting God, I'm not just saying it in a cliche terms. You can't trust a God that you don't know. And that's why I said it's a daily thing. If I'm building daily, when I take baby steps to trust him for $5, and then now I'm trusting him for $7. Let me tell you, the first person that David killed was not Goliath. If the first time David was going to fight, if it was with Goliath, it would be a different conversation. How did David kill Goliath? He said, the same God that helped me with the lion, with the bear, that God is not sleeping. That's the same God. His trust was in God because there is fellowship. Built to last. If you can't build anything without trusting the one that sent you. Whether it's your marriage that you're building, or whether it's his family, raising godly kids, you're trusting God all the way. Trust in the Lord with what? All of your heart. In all of your ways, you and I. It says first, do not lean on your own understanding. And this one has to do with those that are very cerebral. So some of us that were like, okay, God, I know you have helped me come here. Sometimes it's just like, God, what do you want us to do? But sometimes for those that are very intellectual, it says lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge God. There is a trust that you have to have when you're building. That you are building according to God's pattern. Number six. This is the one that we don't like to talk about. It's going to cost you sacrifice. I said it. Well, what is it going to cost you? Is your all. There's nothing worth doing that is going to last a lifetime, or that is going to be significant, that you are not going to sacrifice. It is sacrifice, I can tell you, that made Pastor Yi not to be in service this morning. It's sacrifice. Not enjoyment. It's not just, I'm going to hang out. It's sacrifice. Am I saying you are not sacrificing? That's not what I'm saying. But I want to challenge you to sacrifice more. Because if you are going to build a skyscraper, completely different mindset for building a two bungalow or just an apartment building. Sacrifice. Whoever wants to become great amongst you must what? Must be your servant. You must be a servant in the house of God. You need to serve. You need to sacrifice for this thing that God is placing in your hands. Marriage, we don't talk about it. We just talk about love. Marriage is sacrifice. No? Go and ask married people. After service, just take one married person, just put him to the side, and just ask him, is marriage sacrifice? They'll tell you. Parenting is sacrifice. You know, the thing about motherhood is, even if the mother doesn't eat, the baby is just pulling the nutrients out. I'm no doctor, but that's what they told us. That's what they told us. I remember my first son. If it was men that was giving birth, I can tell you, half of the population would just disappear. the first son, my first son, we go there and we went through this birthing class. And when I saw everything, I was like, God, do we really need children? Do we really need children? Sacrifice. And then women will go again, 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 again. And you now tell that child, sit down. And he says, no, I'm not. That's sacrifice. That's sacrifice. If you're going to build anything, it's going to cost you. Go and ask medical doctors how many years they spend studying just to have that DR in front of their name. It's sacrifice. You cannot follow God. You cannot build a business. You cannot build marriage. You cannot be a father. You can. It's going to cost you. It's sacrifice. And the people that do well are the ones that anticipate what that sacrifice is and are willing to pay it. And I'm telling you here today, following God or building anything that is going to be of eternal value, you have to die to self. Self has to be buried. Amen? And then the last one is faithfulness. It takes faithfulness for you to do anything in this kingdom. It takes faithfulness. The Bible says, when you pass through waters, I will be with you. It says, this is Isaiah 43. Or, you know, let me read Matthew 7 that I said. It says, though when the rain came, it did not fall while because the foundation was on the rock. Why am I saying this? There is something about staying faithful in a storm. There is something about staying faithful. Why are you doing it? Because God has said it. I was talking to my wife the other day, and we're talking about the fact that there's, for some reason, there's a generation that is raising, that is coming up now. And now I think I'm acting like an older person, because when I was younger, people were saying these young cats or these young people, you know. So, but for some reason, we don't know how to go through tough issues. If something gets tough, maybe God is not in it. It's a lie. God was there in the fire with all of the anointing. God was there in the fire. In the lion's den, God was there. What happens when you start praying and you're fasting and your prayer is supposed to be taking you away from the drama, but it is pushing you closer? It is God. Because there's a part of Christianity that we preach that, if everything is, everything, you know, come to Jesus and your life will be perfect. It's not true. It's not gospel. Was Jesus' life perfect? Jesus was flogged. He was nailed to the cross. He says, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. His assurance is this: I will be with you. So as we are building, don't look at rejection as, you know, any small discomfort is spiritual attack. It's not spiritual attack. It's life. It's not spiritual attack. And sometimes maybe you didn't get to work early. You're getting to work late, and you're saying it's spiritual attack. It's not spiritual attack. See, that man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not mere men. What am I saying this morning? I am saying staying faithful to God, even when things don't look like it. That's how you build. Imagine how Noah will have felt telling people that I'm going to build an ark. I mean, think about it. If it was 2025. Do you know the citations, the code, all those things that he would have to go through? And people would just be laughing at him, but he knows what he believed. He is persuaded. He knows who he believed. There is something about you standing firm in the word of God. How do you build something that lasts? You have to stay in faith. Sometimes your wife is acting up, stay in faith. Your children are acting a certain way, stay in faith. And faith is not passive, it is active. You are looking at things from scripture and you are enforcing compliance. Faith is not denial, but it is subject to change. Your ability to enforce compliance based on the word of God. How do you build things that will last? You have to stand in faith. I want us to rise up to our feet this morning. I don't know what God has given you. I don't know what God has committed into your hands. I don't know what it is that you're trusting God to be able to build. I don't know the things that you would like to see in your life. But I want us to pray this prayer. That God, everything that you have committed into my hands, help me build it according to your plan. Everything that you have committed into these hands, whether it's the marriage that you have given me, whether it's the children that you have given me, whether it's the business that you have given me, whether it's the influence that you have given me, everything that you have committed into these hands, Lord, help me build it according to your pattern. Because it's according to God's pattern that would guarantee that it is being built on the rock. Everything that we are building has to be on the rock, on the word of God. That's what hangs everything together. Help me build my life. Help me build my home. Help me build my career. Help me build ministry. Everything that you have placed on my inside, everything you have given to me, help me build it in the name of Jesus. This life that I live is not my life. It is the life that you are living through me, my God and my source. Help me build everything that you have given to me. The works of my hands, help me build it. In the name of Jesus, help me build relationship with my siblings. In the name of Jesus, help me build relationship with my parents. Help me build everything that you have committed into these hands. In the name of Jesus, help me build my home. Help me build my marriage. In the name that is above every other name. Skabaga to paliakata. Help me build. In the name of Jesus. Zepeketo palnepriakata. Help me build. Repakato palapakata. Help me stay committed to what you have committed into my hands. Help me, Lord God. Help me do away with distractions, oh God. Help me build. You are the one that builds. You are the builder of all things. Hebrews tells us that God is the builder. You are the builder of every single thing. Lord, help me build. I don't want to build this life by myself. I don't want to live this life by myself, or this home, or this marriage. Help me build. Help us build, oh Lord. The ministries you have committed into our hands, help us build. Help us build eternal structures. Help us build eternal things. Things that would last and transcend us. Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Help me see. In this season of my life, Lord, help me build. Help me build. Send me help. Send me help. Send me help. Spirit of the living God, have your way in our midst today. Help us build.